One of the things that we've been talking about for the past several days is this new, very much anticipated movie, Suicide Squad, that came out on Friday, that has pretty universally gotten terrible reviews from all the critics. I haven't heard too many reviews from real people, as I call them. So if you saw Suicide Squad, you'd like to chime in as to what you thought about it. I gave it a D-list C-. I wasn't crazy about it. Was super disappointed, maybe because I was looking forward to it too much. It may have just been my super anticipation for this movie that left me so disappointed. But I think there were some major problems, first of which with this movie was its script. It's just not a strong story. It starts off strong in introducing this band of criminals, anti-heroes they turn out to be, some of the worst criminals ever, including Will Smith, including Margot Robbie, including Jay Hernandez. Trying to remember just off the top of my head the band of bad guys who are in the film, but there's about 8 or 10 of them. There's quite a few of them, and they are some of the worst, awful, hardened criminals ever. Viola Davis is sort of the authority figure in government, who comes up with this plan of let's take the bad guys to work on and fight this one plot that we need taken care of, one caper that we need taken care of, and we'll, you know, you can get out of jail to do this. We'll reduce your sentence if you're successful. If you get out of line, you will be killed immediately. So they sort of all reluctantly agree to go along with that, and that's where really the story begins to fall apart. They introduce the backstories to all of these characters so you understand who everybody is, but then when it comes time to actually pull off the caper to do, you know, to fight the crime, that's where the story sort of falls apart. And as I think, some of you may feel differently, if there's no story, there's no movie, as far as I'm concerned. There needs to be story first. Some of the characters are really, really good. Jared Leto as the Joker is really, really good, but not really in the movie that much, which was a huge disappointment. His love interest in the movie is played by Margot Robbie. Will Smith is pretty great in the movie. Viola Davis is, I guess if you're going to compare her to anything, it would be the Samuel L. Jackson character in the Avengers movies, only with a major twist. It just didn't capture what the Marvel comics movies are able to do so well. So much great action, so much creativity, such great stories. It really just kind of fell flat in about the middle of the movie, so that's why I gave it a C-. If you saw it and you want to toss in your two cents, somebody texted in and said that they saw the movie strictly as a love story between the Joker and Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie's character, and that is part of the storyline. The Joker in this movie spends his time trying to rescue his girlfriend, and they said, the texter said that they went to see the movie, they viewed the movie strictly as a love story. The rest was superfluous to them. Not sure that that's the way the movie was intended, but that's how one person saw it and didn't mind it that much. But I'd be really interested in hearing what some of you thought of it at 312-981-7200. I'd love to talk to you on the phone, 312-981-7200. Or if you want to text, that's fine too. Same number, 312-981-7200, and we'll share some of my A-list interviews with the cast when we come back next on WGN. Dean Richards, our A-list interviews with the stars. Last week, I was in New York. That's why, actually, I was off last week. I was in New York, and at this very time, during the show, is when we were doing our interviews with the cast of Suicide Squad. It's a huge cast, huge cast, like 10 people. Talked to the director, the producer. We talked, you know, with all of them. So it took, sometimes when I'm away, I can manage to do the show from wherever I am. But the timing worked out that was not able to do that last week. But among those that we talked to this week, probably the biggest star in this huge ensemble cast, Will Smith, who, you know, had certainly Independence Day and Men in Black, which turned out to be kind of a franchise film with the sequels that they made to that. But You know, I think Will Smith is kind of looking to get himself a good franchise, like Robert Downey Jr. has with Iron Man and Avengers, and that Ben Affleck apparently will now have with Batman. To have Will Smith, really just as part of this ensemble, he's not really the star of the movie, he's just part of the ensemble, was pretty interesting. And when I talked with him in New York last week, that was one of the things that I was most interested in.
What does it mean to be part of like a huge franchise like this?
You know, what's for me, what's great is, you know, and this is one of the biggest casts that I've ever been involved with. Have you worked with a bigger cast?
No, that's pretty.
It's like everybody takes a little bit of weight. You know, nobody has to carry all of the weight of the franchise.
Yeah,
the pressure's off. We go and we get to have fun, and it's a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
Even something like this, like doing the press.
I read that you were like actually geeked out.
No, I almost lost it.
Batmobile
came around right? the corner because I've made a lot of movies, so it's like it's no big deal. And until I was on set and the Batmobile came around the corner, and I was No, it was really bad. I was like, I lost all my dead shot. You know, Ben Affleck jumped out the Batmobile in the suit, and I was like,
yeah, he was pretty excited about that, as Will always is. He was there with Cara Delevingne and Jay Hernandez, who are part of the cast. We also talked with Jared Leto, Oscar winner Jared Leto, he brings, really, if anybody stood out in this cast, it's him with his portrayal, because he's not really part of the Suicide Squad ensemble. He's in the movie, he's sort of working separately to try to rescue his girlfriend, the Margot Robbie character, from the Suicide Squad, to extract her out of there. But when you hear Joker, you think of the previous actors who have played Joker so magnificently. And I wondered if he was inspired by that, if it was homage to the other characters who have also played the Joker.
When I got the call and was asked to play the Joker, I felt the pressure. I felt the responsibility to these performances and to these other actors, Cesar Romero, Mark Hamill, Jack Nicholson, Heath Ledger. Beautiful performances, really unforgettable performances. But in a way, it was so inspiring to see how fearless they all were with their work. It really motivated me.
Do you try to draw from some of those? Like homage almost to some of those?
I didn't pull from any of the performances. What I got from those performances was more inspired by how brave they all were, by how they just threw caution to the wind and they dove in so deep.
One of the things that he said in that interview is that he enjoyed playing Joker so much that he wouldn't mind playing the Joker a couple of times more. An actor never says that. An actor almost will always say, well, we don't know. We'll see how the success of the movie is. Who knows? What time will tell. He pretty much has said that he's in to play the Joker a couple of more times, for him to have said that publicly. So I don't know if we're going to see a Batman Joker movie coming out. I don't know if we're going to see another sequel to Suicide Squad. It's got the movie has gotten terrible reviews, but it is doing phenomenally well in the box office. The box office numbers came out a little while ago, and the movie has taken in $136 million. So that's pretty amazing. Never mind what the critics have to say. The cash registers are saying far more than the critics could ever say. One of the other actors in this ensemble that we talked to is the great Viola Davis, who won an Emmy Award for her television series, How to Get Away with Murder. She's great. She's great in the movie. She is the first African-American to win an Emmy Award for Best Actress in a Drama, which is a pretty big deal. And was it last week or the week before that the Emmy nominations came out for this year? And Viola Davis is once again gotten a nod for her series, How to Get Away with Murder.
Congratulations on your Emmy nomination.
Thank you.
So happy for you.
Thank you.
So deserving. Are things changing for actors of color at all?
Yeah, I mean, I think that people are becoming more aware that we should be included in the narrative and the basic fiber of storytelling in Hollywood. It's like David said, that people want to see their own images on screen, but it should happen organically. No one should be pushing, you know, pushing towards that. But, you know, it's like Suicide Squad. It's probably the most diverse cast out there, but it's only an extension of David's life. He grew up in South L.A. I still think he may have grown up in Brentwood. He may have lied a little bit. But you know what? He was probably the only white guy in South L.A., so this is his life.
Yeah, she's talking about director David Ayer, who directed this film and actually co-wrote the film as well. I think he may not have been the best choice to be the director and writer of the story. I'm not a huge comic book fan, but people that I know who have followed Suicide Squad from the original comic book series say that it wasn't a very good adaptation of it all. And I think there are plenty of major problems in the movie making of this story. Anyway, who am I to say? $136 million for this movie? I think that says it all. Money talks, right?